Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Spotify Green Room. It's a live audio-only sports talk platform. It's free to download and use. Talk to other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time. Perfect for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and reacting to breaking news. And you can share experiences on the app. All you need to do is download the Spotify Green Room app in the iOS and Android App Store. You can create a profile, link your Twitter, join whatever group you want. Spotify Green Room. Go check it out. All right, guys. Welcome to another Pit Panther Rants, another Sports Rants podcast. Vlad Harris, your host. Brought to you by The Sports Drink. Happy hump day, as it's the 7th of July. Jesus, we're almost a fourth end of the month. Kind of crazy. Hope you had a great 4th of July. I myself had a decent weekend. Friday, I turned 42. And I'll tell you what, it was probably one of the best birthdays I've ever had. Because it was drama-free. Kids took me out to dinner, to Olive Garden. All that I paid anyway, because I don't... Because they already bought me presents, and I figured I'm not going to have them have a bunch of little kids empty whatever money they have in their wallets at Olive Garden. But they got me a gift. They got me a cake and everything, and it was nice. Actually, we had two cakes. We had an ice cream cake and a birthday cake the next day, because I wasn't expecting to walk in with a cake. Their mother bought the mother bought the ice cream cake, and I wasn't really expecting anything from their mom, because it's whatever. But it was nice. It was nice though. But you can't go wrong with Olive Garden. I mean, every time you go to Olive Garden, you know what you're gonna get. I mean, if you take anybody, like where it's family, relatives, to any place, you're going to go to Olive Garden because it's consistent. You're going to get the right amount of salad and breadsticks that you want along with your meal. Because if you take them anywhere else, if there's not enough salad, not enough bread, it just ruins the whole meal. Especially with an Italian restaurant. You got to have... You gotta have plenty of salad and plenty of breadsticks, because if you don't, your rest of the meal is kind of screwed. But people lit fireworks around here. I mean, it's a quiet neighborhood, but everybody was out lighting fireworks, which was kind of odd. Weird thing. But anyways, yeah, I was pretty much had a awesome birthday. Oh yeah, I got the, that was another cool thing I had to do. I got to actually FaceTime my parents, and they got to all sing happy birthday together. So, that was another nice thing about the whole thing. It was pretty cool. I mean, like I said before, it was one of the better birthdays I've ever had in a long time. And normally I cook out for the 4th, but I didn't this year, and because really there was no point of it. My kids really didn't want anything to eat off the grill, and I figured, why? Who cares? It's not that important to me anymore. whether I grill on the 4th or not. So, anyways, let's get to some other stuff here. Pitt football. I guess you can say to say June should be like a holiday for Pitt. At least a month of June for Pitt football recruiting, because from the last podcast until now, Pitt closed out June with six more additions. One of the additions was for this year, as they picked up Cole Mitchell, who's a tight. He's going to be a tight end out of Maryland. He's listed as an athlete because he's done tight end, defensive end. He's done punter. So we may be. Who knows? We may see one of the defensive end of the ball as well. I mean, he's 6'5", 240. You know, he could probably do either one. You know, he didn't have a whole lot of offers. And he was kind of a late bloomer. He played in the Maryland Big 33 game. You know, I forgot that Big 33 was still a thing. I mean, it used to be Pitt, Ohio. I know it was Pitt, Maryland at one point. But then it was mostly Pitt, Ohio. And then Ohio started to have their own All-Star game for, you know, the high school football players. And then basically they were sending their scraps to the Big 33, which, you know, didn't sit well with the Big 33 folks. So I guess it's Maryland now. They play now. Pennsylvania does. I don't know. I don't really keep track of that anymore. And I mean, I used to watch it in my younger years, and especially in college, I used to watch it. Because you always wanted to see what athletes were going to come to Pitt, and you're going to see what athletes were, you're going to see in the future, not just the Pitt. But, I just remember that 2004 Big 33 game, you had Teddy Ginn, Chad Henne, Morelli, Andrew Johnson. Yeah, a whole bunch of guys that Pitt tried to recruit and just couldn't land them. It was a fun game to watch. It just, you know, Pitt had some players in the Big 33. But, yeah, there were some stars that Pitt really tried to get, and they just couldn't get them. But Cole Mitchell, basically, he's going to give us some more depth in terms of tight end, because we need it. And who knows, maybe he'll work out. But Pitt did get some other guys. Let's see, they got Camden Brown, a wide receiver out of Florida. They also picked up Isaiah Montgomery, offensive tackle, Virginia Beach, Virginia. They picked up Shane Ablocko. He's from Manor, Texas. Running back. Marcon Pope. Denton, Texas. He's the linebacker. And then to close it out, they got Jakavio Nonar, offensive tackle, out of Bella Glade, Florida. So, that's six guys right there. I mean, they... Basically, two Florida, two Texas, and a Virginia player. And that's kind of amazing. I mean, Pitt, you never thought you'd see Pitt making some inroads with Texas. And now there's so many great athletes out there. I mean, that's basically SEC, Big 12 territory mostly. But the Pac-12 recruits there. Big 10 recruits there. Everybody recruits in Texas. So to see Pitt making some inroads there and getting some guys is pretty big. Now, as far as who they got, I mean, Camden Brown, wide receiver. Brendan Marion was his recruiter, according to 24/7 Sports. Shout to them, but you know he had offers from Auburn, Cincinnati, Indiana, Kentucky. It looks like Auburn and Indiana was actively recruiting him. So obviously, and he had a whole bunch of other ones. I mean, Ole Miss, Syracuse, you know, preloaded offer sheet. And Shane Ablocko, from Manor, Texas, 5'10", 175 pounds. It looks like he's, just by the build, it looks like he's going to be a more of a dual threat back where he's going to run out of the backfield, and he's going to probably catch passes as well. I mean, he's going to be very versatile. I mean, I don't think he's going to be a a power running game type of back. I mean, I think he's going to be, you know, more different. And then just based on the who's recruiting him. His offer sheet, I mean, the only major offer he got was from Kansas. I mean, Marshall isn't a bad program. Air Force isn't bad either. Liberty's been, you know, had a pretty decent season last year as well. So I'm not going to, you know, he's one of the top, you know, he's, in terms of, he's supposedly a top, according to 24/7 Sports, he's a top 50 running back. Although, in the composite, he's top, you know, top 100 overall. But I'm not going to, you know, Brennan Mary recruited him, so he must really like him. So I'm not going to judge anything. Zay Montgomery, offensive tackle. The guy had offers from Illinois, Arizona State, East Carolina, Florida State. Pretty solid, you know, pretty solid offer sheet. You know, Pitt obviously needs as much help as they can on the offensive line, and I like that as well. Virginia kid. Marquand Pope. He's a safety, it looks like. Then Texas, although on the thing that said he was a linebacker. Actually, let's look back and see here. Yeah, although on the thing it's a safety on his profile, but he had offers from Air Force, Army, Kansas, and Liberty. I'm just happy they're landing Texas players. I mean, if Pitt really likes them, you know, Charlie likes them, that's all that matters to me. If Narduzzi likes them, I'm all for it. Same with Jakimi Nonar. Charlie Partridge recruited him. He's offensive tackle. I mean, his offer sheet obviously, you know, doesn't really stand out. I mean, you're going to get players like that, so I'm not going to be a total judge. I mean, I just love when they get P5 offers. I think I've been spoiled with it too much, but overall, that's another great recruiting month for Pitt. Although they're ranking right now in the ACC's number 10, and their national rank's 50, where they were 29 last year. But currently, right now, it's July, and Pitt has a way to go in that. The NBA playoffs are here. As you all know, well, the finals at least, I should say, they've been here. The Suns took game one over the Bucks. I thought the Bucks would lock down on the Suns in game one, and the Suns were just not phased at all. And, they, you know, Chris Paul had a game that, you know, we all dream of having an NBA Finals game one. I'm looking for stuff to say. And, I mean, he had a hell of a game. I mean, for him to come out in game one and do that, I mean, he means business. He wants to win this, and that's really all that matters. I mean, initially in the first half, I was hoping the series would go seven games because it was looking really good, but the Bucks struggled, and they just couldn't keep up with what the Suns were doing. Now, folks, let's talk about Kansas City Steaks. Kansas City Steak Company wants to make this your best grilling season ever. Visit KansasCitySteaks.com and get 50% off your order and free shipping with your code SD at checkout. From classic steak cuts to USDA Prime, to hard-to-find specialty cuts and more, Kansas City Steaks has everything you need to fire up the grill. These are steakhouse-quality steaks, aged to perfection. They make it so easy each order because it's flash-frozen, delivered directly. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Enjoy our butter tender filet mignon, hearty Kansas City strip steaks, and savory ribeyes. It's been a hard year, so join being together again by bringing the steakhouse to your house with KansasCitySteaks.com. Go there now, KansasCitySteaks.com, and get 15% off your order and free shipping with code SD. That's SD for Sugar Daddy at checkout. That's KansasCitySteaks.com, code SD for Sugar Daddy. I'll tell you what, you guys. I'm still, it's early morning for me, and I'm like still half asleep. The Amazon Fire Stick is the absolute devil, man. I was up watching Jaws last night. The last few days, I've been watching Police Academy 2 through 6. And of course, late last night, I decided to flip on Police Academy Mission to Moscow. And, man, it's just, I haven't watched, you know, I started watching halfway in the early beginnings of it. It doesn't look all that bad from when I remember it. I mean, let's just say the Police Academy on this movie is more of a skeleton crew. I mean, it's just Lessard, you got, you know, Captain Harris, you got Tackleberry, you got Callahan. I think Michael Winslow's in it too, yeah. But there's nobody else really in this thing. I mean, it's, they have some newcomers. I mean, then again, I haven't started watching the whole thing, you know, more of it, if more people are making cameos or what, but it's just a skeleton crew, and I'm wondering why exactly did they make this movie to begin with? I mean, did they just want something to do? I mean, or did they just want to do one more of it to milk whatever money they're going to get out of this? I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I had a discussion with my kids about canceling the cable because I just watching, you know, HBO Max and stuff on your television now, it's just a different experience because I had HBO Max and all that on my phone. And I, you know, I'm on my phone enough where I really don't want to freaking stream anything to it. I'm just like, I don't want to watch, you know, all that crap. And I'm like, I want to, you know, I like watching on television more. So, yeah, there's that. But as you guys all know, a lot has happened. There's some other stuff we have to talk about. So let's go to the first one here. Shikari Richardson was left off the Olympic team. It was just announced yesterday. We all know her story. She didn't pass her drug test, and she was put in 30 days initially. Now she's off the team. I mean, I know there's been a lot of debate about all this. I know for a fact, if you don't, you know, of course, any regular schmo like us, if we don't pass a drug test, we don't get a job. I know in some places they've lifted the restrictions as of recent. There's some places, if they do really like you, they'll put you in a probationary period, even though you failed your drug test. I've seen that happen. But the thing is you'll be randomly tested. And you'll be randomly tested pretty much probably for as long as you work there. So it's either you stay clean now and pass and be done with it, or you get put on probation where pretty much you're going to be tested the rest of the time you work with that company. I mean, I worked with somebody who was randomly tested a whole bunch. Eventually caught up to him and he lost his job because he couldn't stay clean. But I mean, as far as Olympics go, I know weed has been decriminalized. It's legal in a bunch of states, but this wasn't so much a U.S. thing. It's a world thing. I mean, This is a world internet. You know, this is a whole international role. So if the U.S. anti-doping doesn't do anything, world anti-doping would have done something, and it'd probably been a lot more fierce. And of course, people are bringing up, you know, Michael Phelps, but he didn't do his. He got, you know, he faced he lost a whole bunch of endorsements. He had a lengthy suspension. It's just he didn't do it during competition, and he passed. And on top of that, when he had to compete, he passed his drug test. That's what I say, piss clean. So, but I mean, you hate to see somebody's dream. I mean, I'm not going to judge how she. Dealt with loss. I mean, I know her mom died, and she wasn't thinking to calm her nerves. You know, she did what she needed to do. I mean, that's when we lose a loved one, someone close to us, a relative, a friend. Normally, what do? We go to the bar. We go have a drink. we get shit-faced a lot of times to deal with our emotions of coping with a loss of somebody. Shikari smoked weed, and so I'm not going to judge how she dealt with her loss. I mean, that's just how things are. I mean, plus she was running as well at that time, and I think where she was at was legal. The only thing I wasn't expecting to do anything for her now because it wouldn't be fair to the other athletes. Because the thing is there's medals and there's endorsements on the line. So if they change the rules on the fly for her, and she ends up winning the gold or whatnot, it's not going to be a good look for that person. Obviously they're going to object to it because they're going to say, well, if you didn't make the rules on the fly or change the rules on the fly, I could have won the gold. I could have had these endorsements. So it's just, there's a lot of layers to this. I mean, they could have kept her on, but they didn't. So my hope is now maybe anti-doping and whatnot, they start having these discussions about, what exactly are they testing for and what are they banning? And maybe they make some changes here so they avoid stuff like this. That's all I can hope for at this point. And we'll leave it at that. Also on ESPN, Rachel Nichols and Rhea Taylor obviously dealing with some things. Basically, Maria Taylor is at the end of her contract. She wants $8 million a year. And there's some stuff that got leaked, last few days. Basically, Rachel, there's been some drama from the last year because I guess Rachel Nichols, was supposed to host NBA Countdown and they switched to Maria Taylor. And Rachel was upset about it because she felt that they were doing it, and the management was doing it because they're other issues with with making diversity hires, and they were overcompensating because of the whole, because of Black Lives Matter movement and George Floyd. And, she's all for diversity and stuff, but basically she felt that they were taking something away from her. So she was all for diversity, but don't take something away from, that's hers. That whole thing, I can't really touch on. I mean, that's just, here's why. I mean, my thing is this. I've watched college football over the last few years enough to know who Maria Taylor is, and I know when I turn on TV and stuff, I'm sure you want to watch Corso and stuff like that, Desmond Howard. But I also like watching Maria Taylor, and she's really good at her job. I mean, and she's gained such a following that when people turn on ESPN, they definitely want to see her. Okay, they don't want to really see Rachel Nichols. Because, Maria, she could do college football, she could do college basketball. She's very versatile. She can do a whole lot of stuff. And, there's more to her than just sideline reporting. She's very knowledgeable. And, she's been, I think the network, they made the decision more of what's best for them. And, because people want to see her. They don't really want to see Rachel Nichols anymore. I mean, it's not a bad thing. I mean, all these type of, Rachel Nichols had a buzz at one time, but everybody has an expiration date in the media industry. I mean, not so much that. I mean, not so much media. We're talking singers, performers, actors. Everybody's happening at one point, but everybody has an expiration date where they just kind of fall to the back. I mean, it doesn't mean that they're going to lose their job or ESPN's going to let them go. I mean, they may still be relevant at some point, but they're not what they once were, popular as they once were. I'm not sure Maria Taylor's going to get $8 million a year. I mean, that's another story. What she deserves or not, I mean, that's with ESPN to decide. But I mean, it's a big mess now. I mean, Rachel Nichols was taken off the Solemn reporting, and it just, I mean, it was a phone conversation, I guess, that just, you know, she left her camera on and she was on a phone conversation. And the person who got it, who got reprimanded for it because they recorded it and leaked it, I mean, they got disciplined. And that's, you know, that's, you know, it was, you know, it was, you're basically airing it during a laundry. I mean, I'm sure this person could took it to HR, but you wonder if HR is going to do anything about it, if they're going to sit on it. Because sometimes, you know, in the real world, I mean, we report stuff to HR, we don't know what they're going to do with it. I mean, sometimes management has such an influence on HR that it's not even worth reporting it because they're not going to do anything about it. You know, and a lot of times you're just better off dealing with it or just quitting your job and doing an exit interview where you tell them why you left, and then they say, okay, oh, wow, that's terrible. We put you in a position. And they're really, you know, not going to, and when you leave, they're not really going to make any changes because they don't care because, the problem is gone. But I'm not really sure what happens at this point with, you know, Rachel Nichols and Maria Taylor. I know she has a few weeks left. I mean, Maria could go somewhere else, I don't know, but if she doesn't get the money she wants, I mean, maybe if they make the work environment better for her, maybe she would, maybe it's not as bad. But Rachel Nichols, I'm not sure what happens to her now. I mean, she's gonna host her show The Jump, but I'm not sure what's going to happen to her after this, because, I mean, it's all out there now, and it's not good for, you know, it's not looking good. You know, she's going to have to repair her image some way or somehow, if she even can at this point. I mean, or she ends up maybe hosting UFC or doing something else. Who knows? But anyways, guys, that's all I got for here. Is there anything else I had to talk about? No, there's not much else. How to pick, guys. Have a great rest of the week.